We are so glad you're joining us for Table Talk, where we dive a little deeper into Sunday's message. At Northridge, we exist to help people move closer to Christ. We believe that following Jesus is a journey, and we want to help you through that journey any way we can. And now, join two of our pastors for today's Table Talk.
Hey, you guys, I'm Laura, and I'm here with John, and we are finishing up our Table Talk on the Romans series. Super excited to have you guys here with us today. John, you have a thing going on. You're wearing a hat in church, I might add. So tell us, why are you wearing a hat?
Well, here in Georgia, you may not know what ice is or what ice hockey is, but yesterday, a big thing kind of happened where my team, the Avalanche from Colorado, may have beaten another team. Will's team, by the way, in case you were wondering, in the most important game for the Stanley Cup. And so kind of a big deal, kind of excited. So wearing my colors. And if you hear or see Will, I want you to make sure you point out to Will that his team lost. That would be very important for me. Thank you.
You had to be really specific. Ice, is this like shuffleboard? Are we? Is it hurling? Yeah, is that what
curling,
they won?
Curling. That's the one with the broom, you know, the brush, you know, in front of it. That's
figure skating.
Yeah, they similar, you know, kind of not, but similar ice.
You guys and your sports. Go team.
Go team.
Well, speaking of, you know, sports have rules, and we have laws that God has given us in the Old Testament. You hit on a lot of that yesterday. You hit on it before when we were talking about freedom from these laws. What are some of the laws from the Old Testament that are clear that we can have freedom from? And how can we, you know, discern these things for ourselves?
Right. Like, that's a really important question. Like, there's a lot of things that we can be discerning about. Like, for example, my favorite one is, like, there's this law that you're not supposed to mix fabrics of different types. You see this Leviticus 19:19 and Deuteronomy 22:11. And there's two things. Like atheists will use this verse. And it's like, hey, you've got this silly verse in the Old Testament. Why don't you use this, but you're using these other ones? Like, what makes you, what allows you to decide which rules you follow and which ones you don't? And there's two answers really for this. One's pretty simple and one's kind of more complex. So the simple answer is that there's just common sense. Like, back then, they didn't really have the technology that we have today. And so if you mix two different fabrics, like you sew two different fabrics together, one's going to shrink at a different rate and it's going to tear the other fabric. And so you're going to have loss of clothes. Clothes are going to be destroyed. And so it's just a very basic rule to help the Jews preserve their resources. Now, for us today, we have different machinery and different practices that you can combine different materials and they're not going to have those same issues or problems. And so this is just a common sense thing that we don't need to follow that same rule again today. But the more complex answer is that Leviticus wasn't written to everybody. Like, there's things that they're talking to that were specifically for the Jews, and there were things that were for everybody. So there were detestable things that applied only to the Jews, such as like eating shellfish or rabbit and pork. And these things typologically represented purity before the Lord. And we know this because he says specifically, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, regarding those things. And he gives those instructions. But then later, he talks about some things that are despicable things that are applicable to everybody. So like Leviticus 18:22 through 24, he says, do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman. That is detestable. Do not have sexual relations with an animal and defile yourself with it. A woman must not present herself to an animal and have sexual relations with it. That is perversion. Do not defile yourself in any of these ways. And this is the important part, because this is how the nations that I'm going to drive out before you became defiled. So we see these requirements in Leviticus that are for the Israelites only, and there are a list of those detestable things that are for non-Israelites as well, for everybody. And so it's in this latter list that we need to kind of pay attention to. And it's important to note that some of these were even mentioned in the New Testament. So we see this kind of continuity between the Old Testament and New Testament. Some of these more controversial ones that we talk about today in regards to the New Testament and the moral law. And even beyond that, there are things that, Jesus made redundant with his death. Like the whole sacrificial system is no longer needed because Jesus died and kind of took care of all of that. So all these things regarding the sacrificial system, no longer necessary. So it's a long answer to say there's a simple answer and there's a complex answer. But in a lot of things that we get to use our discernment because it's common sense.
Is there something you would say that would help people, you know, sharpen discernment? I think that's something that you really have to practice and continually get better at.
Yeah, it's a hard one. I would say my first initial reaction is if culture is telling you something that doesn't feel right, to question that and go look it up in the Bible. Go talk to people in and around this realm of scriptural study that kind of help you walk through this and maybe give you answers that aren't always available to you. There's lots of resources out there that are available to us today, like on your phone. Like you can Google it and then you're going to come up with 1,000 different answers that can lead you one way or the other. And you got to be really careful about that. But when you can ask maybe a leader, hey, what are some good resources? And you can read up through those. That's helpful. But yeah, I don't know if that's helpful or not. But
well, and I know you're the groups guy, so I think sometimes talking it through with another person in a safe space is always helpful. Walking through step by step, you know, something that you're struggling with in that kind of discernment area.
Well, absolutely. I just had this discussion with a potential new leader. Like, you don't have to know all the answers. A lot of times you surround yourself with a group of Christians. One person may have studied up on a topic that you don't know about, and they can give you an answer about that. And another person might know something about this other topic that the rest of you don't know. And so when you're in that group setting, you can sometimes get that answer through that course. Sometimes there's just a bunch of group disinformation and everybody's just sharing lies and stuff. But for the most part, sometimes you can often get that in a group setting. Yeah.
I feel like that's why one of the reasons unity is so important and, you know, being able to have these discussions without people leaving, feeling like they're on a completely different page or that they said the wrong thing. And I think that's one of the great things about our small groups here.
Yeah.
So my last question for you is, what are some of the modern day disputable matters that seem to be a big deal in the church?
Oh, Lord, you want to get me fired, don't you? Oh, man. And there's so many, like even wearing a hat for me right now in a church building, not too long ago would have been considered very not appropriate, not respectful of God. And a lot of things are just cultural. And in our day and age where guys kind of wear hats all over, we still take those off in the service and stuff. And so in the building, like I feel okay with that. But what if somebody were to be in the service wearing a hat? Is that condemnation immediately? I don't think so. I think there can be grace in that. Or even talk about like smoking or like playing cards. I remember growing up and went to a Baptist school. Like we couldn't dance. We couldn't play cards. Like there was all these rules that never really seemed to make sense. And they're still kind of contentious even today. Even alcohol is like one of the really big ones, like especially here in the South. But the Bible really doesn't say anything against drinking. The Bible really just says don't get drunk. And so there's leeway there. And I think for some of our generations past, they took a very serious view of it because they really wanted to be very careful. And I can appreciate that. But at sometimes we can't get so dogmatic about it that we're condemning others for things that are really left clear in the Bible.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense to me. Well, thank you. And I would say if you guys have more questions about stuff like that, a small group is a great place to start. Or talking to a leader in the church if you are just struggling with, you know, the right and wrong or what's a big deal and what's not a big deal. But again, thank you guys for joining us and Table Talk today. We hope you enjoyed this series on Romans.
Thanks for joining us for Table Talk. You can keep up with what's happening at Northridge on your mobile device through our Northridge Christian app. If you want to continue to dive deeper with us in this content, please like, subscribe, and share this show.